the thought in the parasha, Rashi, at the end of Parashat Bereishis, the pasuk details how there was a general deterioration from the Doris of Adam Rishon up until generation of Noach, and as things progressed, they continued to deteriorate. And the pasuk says, "In the field of Ba'aris v'yam Mahim v'gam Achrikain," there was a period of Bayam Mahim where there was a downfall, v'gam Achrikain, and subsequent to that as well, things continued to go downhill. Rashi says, "What's v'gam Achrikain? What was the before and what was the after? What was this, you know, some sort of period before Noach where things changed?" Says Rashi, "Avli sharo ba'avdon shaldar enosh sha'alo kindness v'hitziv shlisha olam le'nichna dar hamabul lehem." The Dar Mabul witnessed that there was a level of punishment which came to the world prior to the Dar Mabul, and that wasn't their enosh, that they had gone very far astray. The kindness, whatever exactly details here were, but a third of the world was flooded and destroyed in the Dar Enosh. The Dar Nayach saw this, they witnessed this, they already had, you know, they saw living proof of what happens when a Dar doesn't listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When they go off, they saw what happened and they witnessed it, and Afilohachi, it didn't stir them, didn't make them change their ways, and they progressed, and they should have taken Musar, and nonetheless they proceeded, you know, on their way, and they, with that said, Achrikain, they continue to go on that way. Now, interestingly, when we talk about, you know, in Shema, every day we talk about Bahayim Shemaya, what one should be doing, what shouldn't be doing. And the Pasuk in Shema says that if we go off from what we're supposed to be doing, says, if we do the wrong thing, we will go ahead and we will nevad mehera. We will speedily, we will face a very immediate retribution, we will face a very immediate and Rashi brings down a Sefri, and the Sefri says that you can ask, why would we have to suffer such a Marta Mehera? Why is it a speedy punishment? Why would it come down so immediately? If you look at the Sefri says, we have a right to ask, what happened to Dar Noach? For 120 years, because Baruch was Marachas by Noach. For 120 years, because Baruch tolerated the Ra they were doing, and nothing happened. So what happens over here? And because Baruch is Meshif the Klal Yisrael, you know why you're Zeich? Well, you know why you end up with a Marta Mehera? You end up with Avartam here because Dar Noach had no role model. They had no one to learn from. You have people to learn from. You don't learn from them, you can have a Einish right away. The Chariot is here in Rashi. On the one hand, Rashi says that Dar Noach should have learned from the previous Dar Einish. And then in Shema we're saying that we have someone to learn from, and Dar Noach had nobody to learn from. So I've heard my father suggested as a resolution that there are two types of role models. There are times when someone does something wrong, and they get an Einish. So you know, you do the wrong thing, you get a punishment. Now that's it. But it's not really telling you where to go in life. So there's a tremendous kitzur on the person who doesn't take the lesson. If he sees criminals go to jail, so you know if you're a criminal, the wrong thing, you're going to end up with a punishment, and you should learn that lesson. That is a very serious lesson to take to heart, and one should learn it. If he doesn't learn it, he himself will suffer the consequences of not learning that lesson. But there, we keep marachas. Klal Yisrael is a whole different concept of taking lessons, and that is, we don't learn from negativity. We have Klal Yisrael full of role models. We have role models in Chesed, we have role models in Yashus, we have role models in Torah. We look around, there's so many people in our society, Gedolim, and even people among us, we can look around to and see how they live their lives and how a Yid is supposed to look like. When you have an example of exactly who you should be copying, who you should be imitating in specific regard, and that lesson you don't take to heart, that there's no tolerance for. That lesson right away, if you don't take that lesson, that's the Meher Me'al Horus.